Okay, great. So let's go ahead and look at the handout of Suzanne's. That is the five steps. Let's see, how does she word it here? Five ways to get speaking gigs. Do you see that one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And your homework is, between now and when we meet again, is to get one presentation gig. Now, I know I'm asking a lot, but you can do it. One presentation gig. Maybe you won't deliver it between now and our next session, because our next session is July 27th, but maybe you can. Maybe it'll be a presentation to a couple of your friends in somebody's living room. Maybe it'll be a presentation in the back of the room at Katrina's thing, Barb.
Right.
You know, maybe it'll be just say to them, you know, that's a perfect environment. Say that you have an assignment to give a presentation, and I'd like to talk to two or three people who's up for it, you know, after dinner, since you're sleeping over in the hotel there. See if you can find two or three people. It could even be one person. I don't care. That's not the point. Where you are just going to lay out this entire process of inspire, educate, invite, motivate, where you have a quote, where you have some kind of a whiplash, where you have your client's stories, so you can practice it. So that's your homework assignment, where you at least get the appointment, where you have somebody say yes. Now, the way to do this is, in this handout, she says the five steps are, you just figure out who's going to be the best people to hear this topic. And you've already done that in a warm-up, and you have your spirit guides to narrow it down. Step number two, where it says, what city do you live in? You know, that's not so important for this particular homework assignment. And step number three is all part of what you did in your warm-up, which is, you know, who are the people and where are they located for you to give a presentation to them. And step number four, where she is everybody following me, by the way? I should have asked. We're on page three. Okay.
Yes.
Step number four, do your research. Do a Google search with variations of your above answers. That's just another way for you to keep looking to see as many ways of uncovering organizations, meetings, little gatherings, whatever, so that you're able to find people to email or call. And her step number five is to send an email to those people, and all you say is, do you take outside speakers? Now, I have another line to say and to put in an email. And when I find it, I will email you both, and I'll also upload it in our Facebook group, and I'll also include it in our member area webpage. But in the meantime, just do that. Do you take outside speakers? And when they respond to you, you'll just simply, you know, they'll probably say, yes, what do you talk on? And then you have a little outline. It doesn't have to be an elaborate speaker sheet or anything like that. It's just simply, this is my talk type title. These are the benefits or the educational training points. And can we schedule a time to talk if they want to ask you questions over the phone or something like that? For the purposes of this particular homework assignment, it would be better if you can talk to people directly, you know, and go for some sort of an intimate gathering where you just meet with a couple of friends for coffee at Starbucks, and you just say, I have an assignment, and I want to talk to two or more people. about this very exciting topic. Can you meet me for coffee? It could be just one person. Do you feel you guys can do that?
Yes.
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 And so I would suggest that you converse with your spirit guides to make this really easy peasy for you, where you find out from them, should I go for one person to have coffee with where I practice this entire process? Should I attempt to go and find a small group in 2 weeks so that I can get this done for my next class? Work it out with them. The purpose is for you to practice researching where you can find people and then presenting this entire model so that you can feel how it flows. And that's your homework assignment. Now, the other Suzanne Evans one is just something for you to have as a tool, and we can go over that more in our next class. It's not important so much for this one. It's pretty self-explanatory when you look at it. And basically, the first part, the speak-to-sell opportunities, just look at those names, and we'll talk about that in our next session. So, that's your assignment, finding one person to just take a walk on the beach with or talk to in your hotel room or talk to at Starbucks where you have their undivided attention, where you are clear about your offer, you are clear about your mission, you are clear about how your offer connects to your mission, and you talk to your spirit team on their very different roles to help you. And that's all she wrote, ladies.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
So let's go around the room real quick and just say what you loved about this class.
I loved how it was a big concept in small chunks.
That's perfect.
Absolutely.
Mary. That's perfect.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Wait, I lost some of it. But I'm glad you thought it was fantastic, Bob. That makes me feel so good. What did you say, Mary, after you said big concept into small chunks? What was that?
That the giving a talk, and that is enough of a roadblock that so many can shut down right there. But breaking it into the small chunks, the manageable pieces, and having the team that is going to be supporting us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You're right. You're right. Okay, Bob, honey, what about you? What did you love about this class?
How the warm-ups really just built up and flowed right into the session today. It was all just a complete package.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, having pieces, talking about the pieces of different models. And the whole whiplash thing is fascinating.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'll agree with that. Great. Anything else that you two want to say about what you loved about it and how you feel? And then we'll hug each other and say goodbye for now.
I feel that it's possible. Pardon.
What? Barb, why don't you go first?
I feel that this is possible. That the homework is possible.
Wonderful.
Not scary.
Wonderful. And how about you? I'm so glad to hear that from you, Barb, really. And what about you, Mary dear?
Yes, the homework is definitely possible. And we went through a lot. I am ready to have something to eat and go to bed.
Yeah, Understood.
But Mary, it's only what?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock,
yes.
There.
Yes.
It's 9 o'clock here.
I'm not saying I would go to sleep. I'm saying I'm ready to, you know, close the door on the office.
Aha. That's something.
Agreed. Okay, ladies. Well, I love you dearly. And yeah, and if you need anything, just put it in the Facebook group. Barb, go ahead and set up a private session. I think Mary, you're already in the books.
Right.
And if you run into anything that you need questions, no question is silly or anything like that. Okay, guys. Good night.
Okay.
Thank you again for staying late.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for,
you're welcome.
You know, added value.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.